Welcome to Eye on Tampa Bay, a weekly podcast bringing you local news the other media refuses to report. My name's Lou Green, and here's your host, Sharon Calvert.
Well, I'm here with Lou Green. We're going to talk about, this is Pinellas County and their mess they're in, the Central Avenue BRT. You know, we talked about this before.
Yeah, how come I'm on the show all the time when there's, you know, a mess? I want to be on the show when there's something good to talk about. Is there anything that good that's going to come out of this mess?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
The only good that can come out of it is it gets shut down and no federal state money goes to it. But what's interesting is PSTA, and they're the transit agency in Pinellas County, we went to their board meeting yesterday. Hmm. And for transparency, I actually made a public comment. But so did about a dozen other people. They were from all different, you know, areas of Pinellas County. They were from St. Petersburg, from St. Pete Beach, from Tierra Verde, from where I'm at, and from other parts of unincorporated Pinellas County. And they were all against this project. And they all had issues. And some of them were very personal issues.
Now, explain exactly the project.
Okay. Well, the project is, it's called a Central Avenue bus rapid transit that doesn't run on Central Avenue. Mm. Though, like we had mentioned before, because it's so toxic, they want to rename it, I think, to the Sunrunner or something. They want to rebrand it because it's gotten so much bad media attention, including from the Tampa Bay Times and other media sources. But it's proposed to run from downtown St. Petersburg. Now, this is interesting. It was supposed to run to the Don Cesar all the way down St. Pete Beach. There's been so much opposition in St. Pete Beach that now they're going to truncate it. But where it's eventually going to end up being truncated is still kind of up in the air, because they think they're still going to go to Gulf Boulevard to a parking lot that the county owns. And that's what was so astounding yesterday at the PSTA board meeting, is the St. Pete Beach Council passed a resolution a couple weeks ago formally opposing this project and basically wanting the FTA to stop any further action on it up in D.C., where they've submitted their $21 million grant request. Oh, by the way, for the full route. And they say, you know, take it to where they had actually started at, which is ending at 75th Avenue. It doesn't even go on to Gulf Boulevard at all. So this is the big mess in Pinellas County. Because who was on first?
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Now, Abby, you want to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's names?
Well, I should.
Well, now you tell me the guy's names on the baseball team.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
They're having to go through redesign. The cost has gone up another $2 million. But what was astounding at that meeting yesterday was that board, and the chair of PSTA is a Pinellas County Commissioner, Janet Long, basically saying, that is a state road, Gulf Boulevard, and we're going to take it down Gulf Boulevard. We don't care about what you think, St. Pete Beach.
Did this go over big with St. Pete Beach?
No. I mean, we don't think it is, but yeah. That parking lot that they use for beach access?
Yes.
That property is owned by the county. So they're using a hammer. It's horrible. It's no different than that. And you may have read about it in the media because it came out as the threatening letter. Mayor Kreisman of St. Petersburg sent a extremely disrespectful, threatening letter that one of the St. Pete Beach council members called it the mayor mafia move.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
From to the mayor of St. Pete Beach, Mayor Johnson, a page and a half of basically saying, we don't care what your constituents or you say, we want that thing to the Don Cesar, and we want a 60-foot bus on Gulf Boulevard, as if he's the king of Pinellas County. The media attention on this has been horrible, and it makes Mayor Kreisman look pretty petty.
Well, if you don't have a voice or an outlet, and you have a controlled message, and you've got a big gorilla with a big hammer leading the way, how do you counter that?
Well, it's very difficult. But there again, within this process, there's never been a public hearing on this project. They've had these open houses. You know what an open house is when you sell your home? How you're showing, oh, look at what we can do. Oh. Look at, isn't this wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
This is the greatest thing since whatever. They're calling these open houses. But there's never been a public hearing that properly and accurately informs the public that it's taking a lane of traffic out. It has using a road diet from downtown St. Pete, First Avenue North and South. That turns into Pasadena Avenue, which is a state road, taking a lane out in South Pasadena before they think it's going on Gulf Boulevard. There's never been a public hearing in any one of those jurisdictions impacted by this mess in those jurisdictions.
Well, this isn't just an unusual thing happening there. It's happening in a lot of municipalities where they're taking lanes out, like complete streets.
That's exactly.
And all this kind of crap is going on. In the meantime, there's more people being packed into the area. So how the hell are people going to get from point A to point B?
They want you on the bus or the train. I mean, that's the whole thing. So you're absolutely right. The density narrative has become toxic, so now they're calling it intensifying. Mm-hmm. The road diet narrative has become toxic, so now they're calling it repurposing and resizing roads.
So all they do is change the name of a bad thing to make it sound like a good thing. In the meantime, everybody's getting hosed.
That's exactly right. They changed the name to protect the guilty. Yeah. And I will say this, in 2014, the city of Gainesville tried to implement a road diet on 8th Avenue. And they did hold a public hearing. 215 people showed up opposing it, and they quickly reversed that road diet. So we have South Pasadena City Council that opposes this lane removal, and they oppose this project as well. And now we find out, unbeknownst, PSTA has been so bad in their planning, because why is the cost going up? Because they're having to redesign everything, because they didn't know what they were doing to begin with. They didn't even know that FDOT, Florida Department of Transportation, has a lane elimination process they must go through. They only found out about it in January of this year, a year and a half after they submit a grant request to the feds. And they even tried to weasel out of it. They tried to say, we don't need to go through this. Well, to their credit, the Florida Department of Transportation is requiring them to do that. Part of that process is public outreach, supposedly telling the public what this is about the lane elimination, that they're eliminating a lane. Well, you know what PSTA did? They held two open houses in St. Petersburg only. In February, they didn't hold anything in South Pasadena to tell those people. And we went to one of those meetings in St. Petersburg they held. And there was nothing that properly informed the public that this is what your road looks like today. You have the parking and you have three lanes of vehicle traffic. And this is what your thing's going to look like tomorrow. I'm taking out your parking on one side of the road and I'm taking a lane of traffic out for a bus only. Well, now that people are understanding what this is why they're getting a dozen people show up that don't want this thing. So it's a total mess. And they're having to do redesign work now. The cost continues to go up. And with a $44 million price tag, they say they're going to increase ridership $1,500. Remember when it was $28,000 a rider? Now it's $30,000
a
rider.
It's always the big lie. We've seen this in the transportation thing. How many people were going to ride the light rail? How many people are going to do that? I mean, come on.
They overpromise, underdeliver. Right. And I think what should be shocking to anyone listening is that the process for these transit grants and these types of projects is so flawed. They would never fly in the private sector. That has to have accountability. But basically what we're seeing with this project, because they're eating up their reserves to keep operating, they're going insolvent. This is a way to get some money, cash flow in, to keep them afloat for another referendum.
You remember Greenlight Pinellas?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is Red Light Pinellas. This is...
Well, you know, that's funny because... That sort of is the way. They're using this as a transition to keep themselves afloat while they're going broke to do another referendum. And I will tell you, I don't think any bank would give a loan for a project like this to an entity that's going bankrupt.
There's always a question. Would the private sector fund a thing like this?
No.
Of course not.
No.
And then, so then government does it because it's a lousy idea.
Well, they do it because they see a free pocket, what they consider free money, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
They see free money coming down from the feds and from the state.
So they have to spend it.
Well, they think that it's their money, right? Right. Not your money.
Right.
They see free money, and they really don't care about the results of the project.
The government mindset is always, once they cross that line from private into the government sector, they are smarter than everybody else they left behind.
Well,
have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. That is true. That is true. But I think the bureaucracy of all this plays against the taxpayer, because the lobbyists know the process, the political insiders know the process, the special interests know the process, the bureaucrats know the process, and the electeds just let them run the show. So you're not just up against a project and
right.
a transit agency. You're up against the entire bureaucracy that is built to hand out all this money without any much accountability.
Well, it's this behemoth coming at you. How do you fight back? Where do you go? What do you do? How do you stop it?
It's a very difficult thing. And the thing is so much of it's done behind the scenes. The public does not know what goes on. They can orchestrate a lot behind the scenes with little transparency and then get the talking point that everything's hunky-dory and we're all kumbaya. Well, what happened in this particular case is for 2 years, they tried to tell everybody, we're all kumbaya, we all love this thing, and it blew up in their face.
Mm-hmm.
And so once it blew up in their face, they're now trying to put the pieces back together, right, at the last minute. But the problem is it's crumbling. You know, at this point in a project, 2 years after submitting your federal grant request, you should be at the point that this is a good project, people are behind it, you've got all the support. No, this project has two of the three municipalities along the route of that BRT formally opposing it, and you have growing opposition in the city of St. Petersburg, the only other municipality
How many people in the city of St. Pete don't even know about it?
Well, the people along the route didn't
know
about it.
But the ones are getting to know about it. There's going to be a lot more that are rising up.
That is exactly right. And I think it's, PSTA members of that board are county commissioners, and they have St. Pete City Council members. And yesterday they had to listen to their own constituents tell them personal stories about why this project is harming them, their business, and their family. So this is in a bad place. The project is not what they submitted. So at the end of the day, I don't care what you rebrand this thing to be. It's not the project that they submitted to the FTA. They need to withdraw that grant request from the FTA, and they need to go back to the drawing board. And you know what else they need to do? Before PSTA asks for a single penny or dime from anybody, I don't care if it's the feds or it's the state, they need to get their own financial house in order. They need to fix their failing transit agency.
Well, they're always looking for a bailout. Something's wrong. Obviously, something's wrong. When you're just looking for a bailout, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They ought to put a stop sign on this thing and just say, that's it, folks. Game over.
Right. That is right. So really, I think in this process, we're looking for the adult in the room to step up and looks at this and says, financially, it doesn't make any sense. Two of the three municipalities oppose it. There's growing opposition, not growing support, growing opposition. And truly, I think in the scheme of things, I bet you there's a group of about 20 or 30 pushing this whole project. And that's it. Either people don't know it's happening, they're just finding out it's happening, and they're not happy. So this needs to be stopped. There needs to be some adult at some point. I don't know if it's at the FTA level, the congressional level, Governor DeSantis, FDOT in Tallahassee. Somebody needs to step up and say this project is bad, and it's a risk to the taxpayers. It's a risk to all taxpayers since they're looking to get federal tax monies.
Thank you, Sharon, for shining a light on this thing. I'll assign you the role of Wonder Woman. You fix it. No.
That's funny. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because how come we're having to say, it's like fix everything. They are not doing their first responsibility, which is to provide a service that they can provide. And instead, their farebox recovery has gone down. They've given away a bunch of free rides that they include in their ridership numbers. It seems like anything that comes up, they're going to give you free rides for. It's not free. Taxpayers are paying for it. This needs to be shut down or PSTA is going to become insolvent. And mark my words, the end result is another referendum. It's a bailout.
Well, what would happen to PSTA if a very good private company took it over? It would change dramatically.
That is a very good point. Maybe that should be looked at. You know, transit at one time was all private. And we don't know where transportation is being disrupted as we speak. I mean, my goodness, you know, just rideshare itself, that's a whole nother subject. But you're absolutely right. But the first thing first, the first thing that needs to happen is this project needs to be shut down now.
That's the final word. Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, Lou. Till next time.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you, Sharon Calvert, for shining the light on these issues. The citizens of Hillsborough and Pinellas County should be grateful there are people like you standing up to the irresponsible buffoons who squander your tax dollars on these kinds of projects. Stay tuned to the Eye on Tampa Bay. We're watching out for you.